Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting in the NFL, week two came to a close. The Bucs beating the Texans 20-19, and the Chargers took down the Raiders 20-9. Week three begins on Thursday with the Dolphins heading to Buffalo. Over to the Marlins, who will be in Colorado tonight to begin a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:40 from Coors Field. And to Inter Miami, who will host Seattle tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst, will join us coming up here. We've been a little off today, a little off our timing here, shockingly, here on the show. But we're going to have him join us at around 9:20 or so. What are you laughing about?
No, it's fine. Hey, man, a lot of these angry rants, you know, they run a little long, you know.
I'm done.
It's been an angry few days.
I'm done. You're talking about
me. We should have a Darren Waller jar, by the way. Every time you bring up Darren Waller's name, you got to put money in a jar.
What are we doing?
It's over. It's over, dude.
What are we doing?
Let it go. It's over.
Sometimes we just, like.
It's over.
Okay.
He's not going to play. It's over.
Oh, he's going to play sooner or later if they keep him.
Oh, is he?
Well, they're going to go, well, we're already paying him a couple mil. Let's just play and get him in there somehow.
Mike didn't sound very convinced.
No, he didn't.
What did he say? He might play or he might be out for the season?
Mike McDaniel covered it all on that one. He goes, he might play this week. We'll see tomorrow. But then again, he might not play this year. It was like, now you figure it out. Sometime between a few days from now, he might play and they never put on the uniform for a game.
How about next time they ask him about Darren Waller, Mike, you just go, you know what? Why don't you ask Chris? He signed him.
Oh, that'd be.
Stop asking me. Not my decision. That would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Buy Mike a few more weeks.
Man, I got no problem with Mike just being fired up about stuff. I don't. I like,
well, it's
hey,
not
man.
His personality, but.
No, it's not. I mean, he's preaching that he's not doing that, but call a few people out and stuff. You know the best thing we've had? He called Zach Sealer out of all people. Okay. You decide you're going to call out Zach Sealer? I know why. You know why. He can take it.
Yeah.
Zach's fine. I can take it. Zach's had tough love. He's fine. You're okay. I get it. You showed love to me here recently with that new contract. I'm fine. That's good. But there's plenty to go around. Don't get me wrong. There's some other guys you could give a little tough love to if you wanted to.
But yeah, I mean, Sam, Mike would never do that. But yeah, next time they ask him about Waller or they ask him about the depth of one of these, anything. Why don't you ask Chris? That's Chris's problem. Ask him.
Yeah, I don't. If that ever happens, you know that relationship's over too, right?
Well, then you won't get a note from the owner saying how nice the relationship is anymore. Fractured, Joe. The fractured relationship. Then we'll have to culture problems.
Oh, man, I don't care about culture. I want to win games. I don't care. First of all, just so you know,
isn't culture something losing teams talk about? It. I mean, like the heat aside, like, isn't that like a loser talk type
I don't
thing,
know.
Right? Like,
but you're never going to get 53 guys from all parts of this country are all going to agree or like each other all the time. They're like everybody else. They're going to have different views on politics, different views on a lot of issues. And they're just going to come from different places and just not relate to each other. You know, when I got here in 1980 out of Cal Berkeley, I came here and black guys are sitting at one table and white guys are sitting at another table. First thing I noticed, and everybody got along. It's just when they sat down. Now it wasn't always like that, but there were tables and I was like, wow, this is different. Welcome to the South, 1980.
And it must have been a culture shock for you coming down here, huh?
From Berkeley? Everything's a shock when you get out of Berkeley. Yeah. I guess that Berkeley experience wasn't normal. Hey, man, I was there in the 70s when demonstrations and political, like, there's stuff going on. I go, what's going on now? They go, oh, you haven't been reading? I go, no, I don't read about any of that stuff.
You weren't a political guy in
no.
the 70s? No.
No. They were burning flags. There are a lot of people. They used to burn, I bet they burned 5 or 6 flags a day on campus. And the Berkeley police would just be standing there watching it. Guys are smoking pot, walking down the street with Army stuff on and burning flags. And we had an offensive lineman. It was the first time on campus. You know, school's getting ready to start. Hey, guys, you got to start to fit in and go to class and all that stuff. And bring the work back to the tutor. We'll get you through this. And this guy's with me. He's from a small town. We had a lot of guys from small towns in Northern California, you know, that were good players. And this guy goes, hell no. He took off running. And this hippie, they're all long hair hippies. Hippies were big back then. And hippie was kind of a Bay Area thing. And he hits a guy, man, full speed, like a blindsided shot. And the flag's burning, and the kid grabs the flag and puts it out, you know. It's like half burned up, and the flag's there, and he picks it up. And here come the Berkeley police. He got in trouble. He got in trouble. Imagine going back home telling your parents, I saved the flag, and I'm in trouble. They're going to get the hell out of that school, you know. So anyways, it was a crazy time, Woody. Crazy, crazy
Sounds
time.
Sounds like it, man. Wow. Miami must have been really crazy for you then.
I got here in 1980, and let me tell you what was going on.
I know what was going on. I've seen the videos.
The boat lift. Oh, yeah, you've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen all the movies. Yeah.
One of the biggest riots in the history of the Miami area was going on. They had they definitely had that. Had us locked into camp because of the riots down the street. And then they had this thing called cocaine going on everywhere where people were getting whacked about 20 a day. My mom goes, what do we do? What are they doing?
You had the two extremes then in the culture spectrum.
I went
right?
from peace and love and cheap pot to this.
Whatever you want to call it.
1980 was a rough year, man. I don't know where in the history, I'm not a historian, but I don't know where, but 1980 got to rank up there. You're laughing at me now. Now you got to be laughing at me. Hey, we got more good stuff coming up here. We're going to be checking in. I'll bet you Eric Wood didn't go through that when he was coming out of college. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Very normal guy, Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. He's just about getting you a mortgage super fast. That's what he does. And first-time home buyers, we got a program for you to get qualified for amount of money you need quickly so you can get that first house. By the way, fixed rates in the fives right now, self-employed, been declined by the banks, no problem. Michael Cacci's got a great program for you. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Check out what they're saying about Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of people saying a lot of nice things. It's about great service. It's about getting you ahead of the game here, getting you approved and getting you that mortgage about half the time of the big banks. Matter of fact, the program for seniors, convert your home equity into money real quickly. Hey, man, I'm just telling you, from hard money loans to self-employed, even credit card debt, this guy can help you so many different ways. Just go and remember this. Go to Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Man has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender with 30 years of experience here in South Florida.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Spencer Brown, the right tackle, he missed one game last year, but beyond that, they played the entire year together. So this group is strong. They do a great job. Those two tackles both been paid, and then the interior is solid. It's a good group across the front.
Have you been surprised? Always been good pass protection guys, especially our guys. They block our guys really well, but the run blocking all of a sudden is number two. 166 yards. Has that surprised you how good the run blocking's been early?
Not really. They did a great job running the football last year, and a lot of it comes from Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, Aaron Cromer, the offensive line coach. I think he's one of the best in the league. And then with the emergence of James Cook, you know, they draft him out of Georgia thinking he's going to be a third down kind of scat back type. And what he's developed into this exceptional zone runner has been incredible. And so that group's done a great job. And Joe Brady's not afraid that if the game's in hand, they're not looking to stat pad. Joe Brady does not have this huge ego. He doesn't, you know, have to sit at his Monday press conference each week and talk about how many yards Josh Allen had. And there's times that Josh, you got to put on the cape and do it himself. But then you have games like Sunday where Josh doesn't have to do a whole lot and James Cook and the run game takes over.
I always wonder this one now that Josh in his eighth year. I've been saying it ever since his rookie year, like he's a big guy, but sooner or later all that running is going to catch up to him. He's just not going to change the way he plays the game, is he? He's still going to – when he has to run, he's going to run.
Well, I'll say this. Over the last, I guess, four seasons, each year his rushing totals have gone down in attempts and yards. So whether that's by design of the play callers or that's him intentionally running it less, he is toning it down. But then you see a play like Sunday, he sees man-to-man coverage on third and 10, and he takes off and runs for 40 yards and right. breaks his nose in the game going up the middle of the defense. And he is who he is, and it's going to be hard to bring it out of him. But I will say that over these last few years, he has done a better job of taking care of himself, not trying to make these wild plays that at times result in turnovers or him taking a big shot. He's done a good job of dialing it back a little bit.
Hey, these receivers, everybody goes, oh, they're just a bunch of average receivers and they're good possession guys. I don't know what they are, but they have – using all of them, Coleman, Palmer, Shakir, what's your take on this group of receivers, including throwing in the two tight ends?
You know, I'll start with Keon Coleman. And last year he got dinged up in his rookie year, which hampered some of his development and, you know, who he was towards the end of the season. He had some strong points last year, though. And all the talk this offseason was about how well he's developed, how he's gotten faster. His release has got better. He's been better at the point at the catch. And you don't know if that's going to translate to the regular season. It certainly did week one, and he didn't get a whole lot of opportunities week two. against the Jets, and really they didn't push the ball down the field a whole lot. And he had one nice catch down the field, and they got him for offensive pass interference. So he's probably the most high-end talent they got. Josh Palmer, you mentioned they didn't get a whole lot this offseason because they, you know, extended a bunch of their guys. But one guy that they went after immediately when free agency started was Josh Palmer, a guy that Brandon Bean and his staff identified with the Chargers, who maybe didn't get a whole lot of production stat-wise, but a guy that was open when they turned on the film and a guy that had the potential to make plays. He's had a strong start this season. Shakir's been a consistent slot guy for a number of years now. And then the tight ends have been a bright spot through two games so far this season. They drafted Jackson Hawes, who's a blocking type, but he had a big catch in the first game. And then the combination of Kincaid and Knox has looked solid to start the season.
All right, I got to ask you about a guy from down here, St. Thomas Aquinas, which, by the way, you guys have really gone after that St. Thomas Aquinas now with three guys on that team from the same high school. Joey Boza, how's Joey doing?
Oh, he's looked great so far, and we all just got our fingers crossed that he can stay healthy this whole season. He looks like a guy, and he's playing like a guy that is enjoying playing football again, feeling good. You know how it is, Joe. When your body doesn't feel good, it can be miserable out there. You kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels with an organization. He comes into Buffalo. Everybody's excited to have him. He's appreciated, and he feels good at this point. And he's been exceptional through 2 weeks. We just hope he can be there. You know, and I don't say that like he's been hurt every single year of his career. You just get up there in age, and, you know, you hope that through this season into the postseason, he can maintain the level of play he's playing at right now.
Are they rotating him in, or is he playing most of the game?
So right now I would say he's playing a majority of the snaps, but the way the Bills run their defensive line rotations, you know, it's general 60-40, maybe 65-35 between the first string and the second string. You know, they rotate those guys in and out. They want them to fire off the ball, chase the ball on every play, and so they rotate those guys in and out. Right now we have two defensive linemen suspended. Ed Oliver is out with injury or missed the Jets game. We'll see if he can make it back this week. So because of the injuries and suspensions across the front, he's maybe playing a little bit more than he's wanted to, but through two games he's got maybe 70-something snaps. They only played 47 snaps against the Jets and right around 50 against the Ravens. So they haven't got a whole lot of work on that side of the ball. Now, some of it against the Ravens because they were giving up massive plays. But last week they dominated that Jets offense.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was to turn that on after a Dolphin game was on the same time and see the way you guys ran the ball. I mean, that thing was just – you run for over 200 yards in an NFL game like that, and as you said before, number one running back looks just so good in that game. It sure makes things a lot easier, time of possession and everything else, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that takes a whole lot of pressure off of everybody. And then, you know, with James Cook, he's done a great job of being able to get the tough yards, lower his shoulder and pick up 3 to 4 at times. But when you have a back, and, you know, Achan's very similar, I mean, he's maybe the most explosive back in the league. But when you got a guy like James Cook who can take one to the house for 44, 48 yards, you know, that takes a whole lot of pressure off everybody. You know, up front, we always talked about getting guys to the second level, third level of the defense. And you get James Cook there, he could take it to the house in a hurry.
Yeah. Oh, no, we saw that last year down here. You're exactly right. Now, I just thought of that. Hey, Josh Allen. So he's got his MVP. I know he's come up short, and everybody has with Mahomes, playing Mahomes, everybody else in AFC. What has he worked on, and what have you seen the biggest improvement with Josh Allen's been?
Heading into this season, one of the things he said this offseason was he wanted to get better at his pre-snap reads, being able to dissect what the defense was doing and not have to do all of that post-snap. I think, you know, through 2 weeks, I guess you could say that, I mean, he's had a strong couple weeks, but, you know, in his mind, that was something that he needed to get better at, which could lead to quicker decisions and, you know, less, you know, improvisation from him out there, I would say. And then I think Hard Knocks did a great job showing the, you know, quarterback specialist that he works on, that works with him on his mechanics and cleaning up his release and all of that. And it was pretty fascinating to see. I know that's been a kind of a progression over the last several years, but, you know, his release has changed so much since he entered the league to make himself a more accurate thrower. And, you know, you just don't see that often in the league with guys that are willing to constantly tinker with things in the release. It's like some golfers that are willing to, go back to the drawing board and start from scratch, or, you know, tinker with things. And other guys say, well, you know, what I'm doing got me this far, I'll just keep doing it. I respect the fact that Josh is always willing to, you know, try and find those little edges to try and give him an upper hand.
Eric, before I let you go, I got to ask you one more Josh Allen, because they always call me a kiss ass, who is Josh Allen down here all the time anyway. But I did want to ask, he's 13-2 against the Dolphins and now going into his eighth year here. He puts up monster numbers. He's had the perfect QB rating in a game against us. Does he play like this against everybody else, or has this just been that one team that you just seem to be at your best against?
Well, since he's entered the league, he has the most amount of AFC Offensive Player of the Week awards. So, I mean, yeah, he's putting up great stats against everybody. I think part of it was scheme with the Dolphins. For a while, you guys ran a ton of man-to-man defense, which, especially early in Josh's career, cleaned up some of the reads for him where he could attack matchups. Right. And then if he escaped with his legs, he was out the gate because everyone's chasing people with man-to-man defense. And then since Mike McDaniel's been there, I'm not saying all the games have been a shootout, but when you know you have to put up offensive points, generally when you're playing this Dolphins team, you know, the stats are going to come with it, where he's playing extra aggressive maybe against the Dolphins, understanding that, you know, it's likely not to be a low-scoring game.
Eric, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. I know you've been super busy with everything. I'll see you in a couple of days. We're going to actually be traveling tomorrow. It's a weird one. So thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Always look forward to speaking with you and look forward to seeing you up in Buffalo.
Thank you, man. I feel the same way. Eric Wood, Bills radio color analyst, and nice enough to join us. Really, really good dude. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, will join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.